Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We have now arrived at Deuteronomy 6, one of the most important passages for believing parents. Remember that this book is based on the premise that one generation dies, and the next generation needs to learn God's ways from them before that happens. The first great truth to be communicated is called the Shema, from the Hebrew word for hear. It refers to these lines in chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. This became a centerpiece of the morning and evening Jewish prayer services. And while Jews see this as a declaration of monotheism, and therefore excluding the idea that the Son and the Holy Spirit also are God, the Lord Jesus himself quotes the Shema in its entirety in answer to a scribe's query about the most important commandment, Mark 12, verses 28 to 30. Obviously, the one who said, quote, I and my Father are one, John 10, 30, did not believe it contradicted the Shema. The Hebrew word for one, echad, can mean a unit, within a unity. It is in this sense that the word is used regarding marriage. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. We believe this complex unity versus a solitary oneness is necessary because God is love. Before there were any creatures to love, if there was not the fellowship of the divine persons, then God's love would be self-love, a distortion of the very essence of love. But the Father and Son were eternally linked in the spirit of love. See Romans 5:5 and 15 verse 30. And the God who so loved us as to give both his Son and his Spirit to us should have our wholehearted love in return.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.